This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Sarah Gardner. So, you walk into a coffee shop, you order your double caramel soy latte or whatever, you pay for it, and then you're faced with a choice. Do you tip? You may have noticed that a lot of shops try to persuade you with those clever or weird messages right on the tip jar. But what really gets us to part with our pocket change? From New York, Jody Avergan of WNYC investigates.
Since you asked, one brilliant tip jar strategy can be found at Rise Coffee in Midtown Manhattan. It's actually two tip jars. Lee Major is the manager.
Every day we change what each jar says. So it's usually a choice between two different things. For example, today the choice was between coffee and sleep. When you make your tip, you choose by placing your dollar and voting for coffee or sleep, whichever you prefer.
As you can imagine, coming up with a choice every day.
The bourbon versus scotch, Knicks versus Nets, duckbill platypus versus the sloth.
Can be pretty tough. And over time, he's learned a little about what it takes to get people to tip. But maybe not what you'd expect.
Although it's a fun game, I don't think that it really affects the amount of total tips. At the end of the day, what increases tips is good service and a great product.
Of course, this is just one coffee shop. It's a pretty small sample size. It's probably worth looking into the larger research on tipping. So I went to tippingresearch.com. That's where you'll find Michael Lin, a professor at the Cornell School of Hotel Management.
I don't know of any studies looking at the effects of tip jar messages on tips. I can speculate.
Which is exactly what we'll do. Professor Lin thinks that Rise Coffee actually may be onto something with their vote-by-tip method.
People find the opportunity to say something about themselves valuable. I would fully expect that that would increase tips.
So I've compiled a list of tip jar messages that I've seen, and I was wondering if you'd be willing to go through some of these and then you tell me what you think.
Sure.
Okay. So there's the classic one that says Barista College Fund.
I don't think that's terribly clever, funny. I would doubt that that would have a big impact.
Okay. I saw one that said, every time you don't tip, a child gets a mullet.
Okay. And my guess is that that's an attempt to be funny. It creates positive affect, and people in a good mood tip more. So that might very well work.
If you don't like mullets.
Yeah, it's a joke at the expense of people who have mullets.
I've seen one that just says, don't be a selfish bastard.
People who feel guilt, social pressure, are more likely to leave a tip, but they tend to leave smaller amounts. The biggest thing you can do to increase tips is literally to communicate, hey, everybody else is doing it, and you should too. And frankly, the easiest way to communicate that is not through a message on the jar, but by salting the jar, putting money in yourself.
Okay, baristas, ball's in your court. Meanwhile, back at Rise Coffee, Lee Major is emptying the tip jar and counting the day's results for the showdown between coffee and sleep. Quarters, dollars, even the occasional fiver.
And that's it. Coffee wins by a landslide.
I guess that's a good sign, right? I mean, you are a coffee shop.
I guess so. Although, me personally, I drink a lot of coffee, but a good night's sleep is something very special.
Look, no matter your preference, to Lee and his tip jar, every day is election day. And the important thing is that you vote. In New York, I'm Jody Avergan for Marketplace.